On March 13, 2020, the day that President Donald Trump finally declared the COVID-19 pandemic a national emergency, the stage was set for bold, sweeping action. The crisis demanded it. Vice President Mike Pence, newly appointed as head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, spoke of a whole-of-government approach, backed by an all-of-America approach. But when he got down to details, the government and the public were conspicuously absent. Instead, he offered one historic public-private partnership after another. Private companies would produce tests and sell them on the open market. Google would provide online triage, and incredible companies like CVS, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart would give a little bit of their parking lot for drive-through testing, he crowed. Within hours, it was evident that these historic partnerships were largely aspirational. No private company was ready to produce massive numbers of tests. Google wasn't actually working on a nationwide triage website, and the gift of a few parking spots from the incredible retailers made little sense without the first two pieces in place. Within a few weeks, the administration quietly threw up its hands and pulled funding for testing sites. Walmart's online market, meanwhile, was taking a cut of some incredible price gouging on products like hand sanitizer and face masks, to the point where 33 state attorneys general demanded it stop. Within days, it was evident that private enterprise and the free market alone would not meet the nation's need for medical equipment.